Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It wasn't that. It was the tiger reference.
Oh, well. Hey, sounds Tiger. Like she knows what she wants on that
Does
dating
she?
App. Sure. How you doing, Tiger? All right. Let's get those claws out.
My buddy reluctantly got on a dating app and is already regretting it. He's in there like less than 24 hours. He's already like, this is not good. I'm laughing. I think it's great.
Somebody called him Tiger?
Yeah, some lady said,
hey, 60-year-old lady's like, hey, Tiger.
And I was like, oh, you go by Tiger on the websites? Oh. Well, great. Well, I'll call you Tiger from now on. He's like, oh, you think you're so LOL.
Tiger Wood. Get it? It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, and Alice's morning show. Get ready for Tay in the UK. Log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the free Audacy app. That's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. We made that word up. It's not like you think. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
We didn't actually...
as in the
marketing
company.
Firm.
The company made up that name.
Came up with it and sold it to us.
Audacy.
AUDACYREDIO.
The free Audacy app. You listen to that for a minimum of 60 minutes a day. You've got a daily entry for a chance to win a trip for four to go to London and see Taylor Swift on August 17th with a four-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare. Everything, all the information, Tay in the UK, RadioAlice.com. So that's number one next week, right?
Oh, it's got to be.
Come on. Let's talk about...
Hozier's pretty good, though. Hozier. I like that.
Yeah, Hozier is
like
great.
That
I'm
song.
Just, you know, there's not going to be room for a lot of... There's 31 songs that people are streaming nonstop.
That is true.
I'm going to guess 1 through 31 is all Taylor Swift. And, I mean, she still has other songs that are on the charts. Like, I don't know where Cruel Summer is right now, but, you know, just hearing it. It's
that
funny.
Song is a hit.
It's such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's see.
Let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion.
What about her?
Cruel Summer's at 13.
Oh, it's at number 13?
Oh.
So it's going to be number 32 next week or something. Vincent.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Megan Thee Stallion?
I started following her because you brought her up sometime and you mentioned her Instagram and I
think I might have sent you one of her Instagram
maybe,
clips.
Maybe. And I liked it. I just said, okay, I'm going to follow her. And I do follow her. And she seems like a nice person. She seems to be very...
giving and loving.
How do I put this?
A good dancer.
Ass-obsessed. Is that a thing?
Ass-centric.
Yeah.
Oh, ass-centric.
And I would say to, in general, I'm a really big butt fan, too. Yeah. No, wait. The way that came
You're
out.
You're an ass man.
I like that, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan. But But I can't say that I've listened to, I've ever pressed play on a Megan Thee Stallion song. I really would be lying if I said.
Well, you've definitely heard some stuff when we've done the top.
I didn't say that I haven't heard
the top 10, but you're not going home and listening.
I haven't put on her music myself. So, but I like her. And I, you know what? And I felt really sorry for her.
Which yeah, her friend shot her in the foot.
When she was saying, I wish I would have died. Like I was, when she went on the stand, she was like, I hate being the person that was shot in the feet by my friend or whatever she said. I remember hearing you sort of do the transcript or I forget how it came out, but I felt really bad for her. Like that was my friend and he shot me in the feet.
Right. Because that's just even that whole thing, like that, you know, dance bitch kind of thing.
Well, that's the joke from old time Westerns.
Right.
That's you actually did that to somebody.
Right. You thought that would be cool? This friend of yours, make her get out of the car and jump up and down?
Gross. So I don't know anything about that, all that. I don't know all the details.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you what happened here.
I like her, though. They're at the end.
I'll tell you what happened. You tell me what you would have done in this situation.
Okay.
There's a photographer who says that Megan Thee Stallion had sex with another woman in the back of an SUV in Spain in 2022 and made him watch.
Made him watch?
Mm-hmm.
As in, did you say he was a photographer?
He's a photographer.
So he had to film them.
His name is, I don't know about that part. He says that, it doesn't say that he filmed. Here's what he says. His name's Emilio Garcia. And he says that in Spain in 2022, Megan Thee Stallion made him watch her have sex with another woman. In the back of an SUV. And afterwards, she said, and you better not tell anyone about it. He also says that she fat shamed him, verbally abused him, and underpaid him. And now he says he suffers from profound emotional distress, mounting anxiety, depression, and physical distress stemming from the toxic work environment. There is no word on how much he's suing for, but he is suing.
Mm.
Interestingly, his lawyer is the same guy who's representing all those people suing Lizzo for harassment.
Interesting.
Right? I just, as I read through this, I didn't realize that this was a thing where he was mad about it. I was just like, oh, wow. You know, Megan and some other chick were getting down. Like,
and he got to watch.
He got to watch. And it turns out she was mad about it and everything.
Well,
I'm not trying to minimize it. You know, it is possible that he does feel victimized, but really? Okay.
Here's what I would say, because I would never, as a young man, I would have said, it's on me to walk away from that scenario, and I would have done that. Now, I have kids and a mortgage, and I don't necessarily know that I would just be walking on down the road from my job when I have bills to pay, and my kids are like, we've got our routines, and dad now doesn't have a job. What does that mean for us?
Well, the thing
about
this,
there's a lot of, that things change as you get older and you start to,
I'm sure it's a pretty good paying gig taking pictures of her. However, here's the thing. This happened in Spain. This is not saying that he's a guy who travels with her. This, I don't know if she hired him for when she was in Spain. Like, I don't have a lot of details about this guy.
I would need more details.
Right.
For sure.
Because if he's a random photographer that she's like, I need a photographer while I'm here, and she was a bitch to him and made him watch her have sex, that's a different thing than this guy makes $150,000 a year following her around taking pictures of her because he's her personal photographer. And he didn't want to give that job up even though she was a total bitch to him. Which I don't know is the case. I mean, this whole thing. And then you get to the part where it's the guy who has rounded up all these people who are saying that Lizzo said mean things to me and is representing them? Really? That guy?
I will say this. I do think that toxic work environments are real.
Yes, they are.
They are real. And I believe it can be a real problem for your mental health. A real, 100%. Legitimate problem.
Yes. You take it home with you and there's no relief from it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you think about your job, that's what, it's like your job gets ruined by someone at work.
So I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say about it. I would need more info because I feel like in general, as a young person, I would have said,
bye.
You don't get to, first of all, I believe I would be like, You're going to let me watch that? Okay.
Right.
But if I felt like, okay, I don't want to do this, then I would have just got on down the road. Things change. I need my paycheck now.
Yeah.
Maybe less. I mean, there's other jobs if I have to
yes,
get
on.
Yes,
but you need your paycheck.
But I,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to upset
something.
My whole thing right. Just because I, you know. Can I? I don't know. I mean, that's a weird one. So what do you think?
I think that one of the most interesting facts for me in this, all these allegations everyone's making. But one of the things that does seem to be a fact is that the lawyer is the same guy as for the Lizzo thing. Like that to me, as soon as I read that, I went, oh, this is like, this guy is like farming
this
stuff.
Yeah, but that's exactly right though. There are ambulance chasing lawyers and they do that for a living.
Doesn't mean that the people he's representing aren't victims or more hurt. Right.
So if he's found his speciality.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, you read the headline of a photographer who says that Megan Thee Stallion had sex in the backseat of the car and he was watching. That doesn't sound like a terrible. She's huge. There's a lot of people. I would be like, oh, what?
Let me check that out.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I do
but
think.
But the whole, like, she fat shamed him. She verbally abused him. She underpaid him. All these. I mean.
The thing that stood out is underpaid. Like, you know, we have a deal and you're supposed to provide me the things, the tools needed in order to do my job to the best of my ability, and I will. And then you pay me the price that we've designated or agreed upon.
Right.
You don't pay me that.
So if you agreed on a low price and now you're bummed because you feel like you got overpaid, that's on you. Underpaid.
Right. I would be... So, I don't know, that's a tough one. So, she's being dragged right now, though, right?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Publicly and, you know.
And here's the thing. This happened in Spain, 2 years ago. I don't really know if this is this lawsuit in Spain? Is this, they're really, it's very vague. It's, you know what it is? Somebody wanted me to click on something that said, Megan Thee Stallion did a woman in the backseat of a SUV. And I went, well, okay, I'll click on that.
I wonder...
That's the story.
Is she known to be someone that is bisexual?
Not by me, but I have never done a deep dive into who she's into.
I'm just interested if that
was in some of her.
Well, people do swing both ways, I just don't know if she's someone who is publicly known to do.
Well, for her to say, he says after she did this other girl, she warned him not to tell anyone about it. So I don't know what that means or what that says about what she is or isn't hiding. I don't know why anyone has to hide anything.
I'm not surprised by this next comment, but this is from 415. Wow, Sarah, way to victim shame. Just because he's a guy does not mean he was not victimized. I'm actually super disappointed in the whole line of thought right now. We're waxing on it.
Yeah, we're just talking about it.
We're talking it out.
Yeah.
But
I am definitely being harsher. I am sorry, but I'm double standarding this.
But sometimes you need all the sides of a conversation in order to come to the right side.
Sure.
Whatever that might be.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, if some superstar female celebrity was like, I'm going to do this and you're going to watch. And when I was young, I would have been like, yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, they're not wrong, though. I'm absolutely minimizing that because I really feel like, wow, the story here may not even be this. It may just be click this, click here.
Clickbait.
Exactly. Jelly roll. A jelly roll.
Jelly roll.
My face.
I don't know what happened to it, except I know it.
Are these tattoos?
They are.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you did them to yourself.
And you paid a guy to do it.
Mm-hmm. They look like prison.
They're everywhere.
That doesn't mean they didn't have to pay a guy.
With what, though?
Well, you never know. Didn't he say he used to be a drug dealer?
Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff. Actually, this particular story is about the juvenile detention center that he basically grew up in. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, sorry.
And they're horrible.
Sorry. I'm not going to expect that after every time, now. It is good. I mean, we do beat a dead horse, but I mean, beat a fed horse, but Jelly Roll is the perfect example of how you should live your life once you've hit celebrity status. He is using his time and money to do as much good as he can. And here is the case in point. He just built a music studio inside the Davidson County Juvenile Jail.
Mm.
This is a place where he spent a lot of his growing up time in juvie. He teamed up with a nonprofit called Beat for Life that, quote, aims to create songwriting and music programs for vulnerable populations across the country. Also in attendance, this is in Nashville, in attendance as they cut the ribbon on this new thing was the mayor of Nashville and 35 hit songwriters from the Nashville area.
All right.
Jelly said, I never would have dreamed when I was sitting right there that I would one day come back and introduce the studio and all these songwriters would come out to support the cause and the effing mayor would introduce me. I never dreamed it. I would have never guessed this. It wasn't on my bingo card in life. Everyone's laughing.
Did he really say that part?
He did.
Oh. Yeah.
So this all means so much more to him than you know, you can even wrap your head around. Like, I didn't spend any time in juvie, but he says, when I was in juvie, we never got a visitor. We never had a mentor. Nobody ever came to see us. And then he went on to perform for the incarcerated kids. And then they all got to sit down with these 35 hit songwriters and write their own songs. And then if they wanted to, they had the opportunity to showcase them to the whole room. And now there's a studio there where they can record these things. And I don't know if these mentors are going to come by there or how much time Jelly's going to spend there, but they've got a studio. I mean, I love the point. When I was in juvie, there were no mentors coming in to try and help us and fix us and tell us that there was something else.
Well,
I'd love that he does
fixed
this.
That, yeah. I think Jelly, first of all, I'm bummed we didn't get to see him play for us just last year. More now than even then.
I know.
But it is one of those things where he's a really likable guy and an easy guy to root for. And I hope that he continues to do these cool things. That's great. This just in, 415 says, both Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are openly bisexual. And another 415 says, maybe the camera guy is gay. And they were doing that to him as a shame.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So loud. So loud. Oh. What is going on with that studio?
I don't know.
It's so silly. What you can hear, it should be fine in here. I don't understand it.
Don't understand.
Wow, I'm watching sexy chicks do stuff to each other.
They're all over each other.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Where's that? There's that one part. Yeah.
That doesn't matter. It's fine. They answered the question that they are fans of the ladies.
Mm. Well, I mean, just watching this video, it makes me think they know all the positions. I mean, yeah, sure, they've got clothes on, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, but they look like they're enjoying it.
They're making all the right moves.
They really are. They know how to do this stuff. Yeah, look at that one. Okay, here's something else. Drew Carey went to see Phish at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and he like really, really enjoyed it.
Why are you saying it like that? Did
because
he buy a t-shirt? Or are you like bummed that he wore a shirt?
He says, first of all, he somehow managed to flip his name upside down. Like, I don't know how you...
Oh, yeah.
So on Twitter, his name is upside down and backwards. I can't even figure out how he did it.
Well, maybe and then he has a hacker friend.
Sure. Right. Hashtag Phish at the hashtag Sphere. He says, I swear I just talked to God. I would give you all my money. Want to stick my tender hard in a blender? Not his heart, though. Something else. That one thing that seems like you need it. He was like, I want to stick that in a blender and swear off pee for the rest of my life. Hard in a blender. No, not that, though. Worse. Man's
he wants to swear off women.
He says, I swear I just talked to God. I would give you all my money, stick my in a blender, and swear off pee for the rest of my life in exchange for this. Bro, I met God tonight, for real. I feel like I just got saved by Jesus, no lie. And then the video that he's posted, this is Drew Carey, the Drew Carey from the Drew Carey Show, and Let's Make a Deal, or whatever that shit, Price is Right. He puts this video up of him, whatever it is, staring at the ceiling of the sphere, and the colors are swirling. He's basically at a laser show, and he's like, "That's it, I'm tripping."
It sounds like he took mushrooms.
He took some
more, but I
and then listen to the music. This is why I'm never going to go to a Phish concert. I have a noodle for 12 bars.
Oh, I love this.
And then it's your turn to noodle. Pick 16. Oh my god,
I like it. But I saw this video of. That's exactly what I described to you. The whole visual is folding in on itself and circling, and that's good for him. He had some fun.
But I don't understand why he wants to cut off all his stuff
now. That seems a little dramatic.
And never be with a woman again. Right. I don't understand. He's into it, though. And I'll leave you with this. CNN's going to do a documentary on Beyonce's plunge into country music.
Why?
They just want to, I guess. Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance. It's coming to Max, which is HBO's streaming service, on Friday. Warner Brothers Discovery says the documentary will examine the impact of how high-profile artists like Lil Nas X and Beyonce are challenging the country music status quo, and how black artists in Nashville have been laying the foundation for this transformation for quite some time. So it's going to air on the HBO streamer Max, but it's a CNN documentary. So there's that. Friday, it's available. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Local carpool lanes, tipping, and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Tate. Sorry about that. Greedy. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to Jane all this week, 3:05. She's got keywords that can get you in to see Imagine Dragons October 20th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry, follow your favorite DJs, and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big.
All right.
Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny full podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com. Don't forget.
Yes.
The radio show host that comes up after this fine radio program will be on with us any minute.
That's right. V Hale, any second here. Very exciting.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Who there, V?
I'm on.
Oh, yay! Yay! V Hale!
Hi, you.
Hey, you.
Hi, guys.
Fresh back from Hawaii, right?
What are you doing? Oh, my God. Send me back.
Oh, you loved it?
It was so great. It was just relaxing, not a care in the world. The vibes there are just super chill. So
yeah, they are. That's what you go for.
I know.
Where'd you go?
Nice. It was great. I went to Maui.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was good. A lot of people recognized where I was at. I've never been to any of the islands. It was kind of trippy that everyone's like, oh, you're staying there. And I'm like, what?
Oh, wait. This was your first trip to Hawaii?
Ever.
Oh, my God. Yes. What fun. Oh, how amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty special. And Maui is really, it's a great island. I know they just had a huge tragedy, so that must be, I mean, you must have seen Lahaina, bummer, right? It's burned out.
Well, what's left of it.
Right.
Yeah. Did you actually go up there, or were you staying near there? Or?
I was staying right by there, so we drove by it quite a few times going to, shopping and different restaurants and stuff. And my mom has actually been there, and she was bummed because when we booked the trip, the fires had not happened. And she was like, oh, you're going to, her friends had a place there. She's like, you're going to love it. It's just this, trying to explain it to us. And that happened. It was pretty tragic. But yeah, but they bounced back. They have a lot of love down there. So
Lahaina, the place that burned, was the a big shopping area. Like that's.
Yeah, it was all down. It was their downtown, essentially a main street. Right?
Yep, exactly right.
Like, and the heartbeat kind of. So
Christina and I stayed there and then, you know, traveled around from that location. But we both vividly remember being in Lahaina. We're like walking through the different shops downtown, and there we are sort of, I'm looking at t-shirts or something on a wall, and someone goes, Vinny? And she's like, oh my, Christina's like, oh my God.
You can't get away from this anywhere.
In a t-shirt store in Lahaina at 7 p.m. on a random Tuesday. And it was good. It was great. It was, I mean, I was like, yes, hi. But that's Lahaina was the place where everyone would, that's my point is, you'd see everybody on the island there.
There.
So
I actually
very
heard
sad,
that a lot around me. Like parents were there with their kids and they were like, Becky? And they're all, oh my God, Sarah, what are you doing here?
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
We
just like you. I was like, you're just seeing random people.
It's just saw you at school. Funny.
Oh my God, kid drop off line. Now look at us. We're in Maui. No. You're funny. No, you are.
Let's be besties.
Yeah.
So any like great vacation story to tell?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to do news. I mean, I'll just do it.
No, go into it.
Not what? Nothing?
I was with my parents. What did you want? Huh. Like I was like met some guy and went
off. Yes, that's what we want.
No.
I don't, it doesn't have to be that. You could have been, I don't know, nude tanning or...
Oh,
you know,
it all involves nudity.
I know. God, no. Sorry. Go ahead. Do news.
Oh,
carry
on. Boy.
Nothing good. I know. Sorry.
Jeez.
Like a little glimpse into Vinny's mind right there.
Well, I'm just trying to say, I mean, what, she does drink.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff's supposed to happen after that. That's why you do it, right?
Yeah, but if you're with your parents, you just go,
so I can...
I'm tired. All right, I'm going to go to bed.
All right.
Yeah, no. Nothing like that. We had a 9-year-old. It was very PG. Sorry, guys.
Oh, did you bring the nugget?
What?
Yeah, it was a fam. So we, you know, I turned 40 in November. So it was like my big 40th trip. So my mom, my stepdad.
Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Jen, her man, and her kid. So it was like a family thing.
Ah. Yeah. All right.
Good times.
Yeah.
The California Highway Patrol posted a picture on their site. Letting people know that imaginary friends don't count in the carpool lane.
Oh.
Oh.
As you all know, Fast Track now rules our lives everywhere.
Yeah.
I hate, I don't like to use the word hate, but I hate this new system on the Golden Gate Bridge. Hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because I don't want to be mailed the bill for the bridge. I just want to pay you right now. God, it's so dumb. Oh, 3 weeks later, you get in the mail the, here's a picture of your car. We know you came here.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, you get the, you haven't paid us yet. Now you owe us $25 more. And you're like, no, I paid you.
Mm.
I wrote the check and it's in the mail and it's got to get to you. And
the check?
Yeah.
VL,
don't do that.
What do you mean who's writing a check? How dare you?
Oh my God, you go to www.whatever.
To his checkbook and pen.
Pay online.
I know. Just go to fasttrack.com. Click pay. Yeah. Boom. Done. By the way, you know you can set up an account. Really, you don't need a transponder anymore. It's all license plate based. So you can just set that up, prepay, put $50 on it, and then you will never get another bill.
That's right.
Look at his face. He's mindful.
I know. He's just...
And you know, 101, they have the... Express lane now, right?
You
have your kids in it. It's free if you use that little tracker thing. You put one, two, or three people in the car. So I'm always in the express lane.
That's what our story is here. But for the record, I've been avoiding Marin because of the bridge and those the mailed bills. Boy. So I guess
sorry to hear we're keeping you out with our bridge photos.
Well, I just, you know, I'm telling you, I've run into that where I mailed the check and now I'm getting the, you owe us an extra $25.
Now let's reenact that.
What's wrong with you guys?
That one was Brent, okay?
No, I know who it was, but I'm saying you guys don't sit down to pay your bills.
I can't remember. remember the last time I wrote a check.
You need to stop liking this so much.
That's insane.
It's just that I've been trying to tell him about checks for a while now, and then finally he notices because of being healthy. Oh, my God.
It's really a great invention, but yeah.
Checks? Yeah, I like using them. What?
Oh, my God.
They do still work, though. That is the thing.
They sure do.
They should stop. If they stopped working, then he'd have to learn. It's like when we moved here. When we started working from home, he had to like learn how to not use paper for everything. Just use the computer. And now he'll have to learn how to not use checks.
Anyway.
You'll be fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for my friends here. They think they're so funny.
California has fast track monitors. You set yourself according to how many people are in your car, as Bryn just mentioned. Yeah. If you set it to 2 or 3, you get a discount on tolls.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
Some guy was using the express lane, they say here, near San Francisco last Wednesday. When his monitor scanned through, it said he had 3 people in the car, but a cop saw him driving alone and pulled him over.
Oh.
Boy, that's really surprising.
Mm. Oh, so the cop gets a message as to how many people you're claiming are in that car.
I guess so. I know that on the fast track lanes on the freeway, you may not have noticed this if you're trying to pull a cheat, but there's a little light that goes off letting the cop behind you know that you've just paid.
Ah.
It sets off this light, and if the light goes off, then that person has paid. And if the light doesn't go off, the policeman behind him knows you don't have a transponder, you haven't paid, I'm pulling you over.
My goodness.
Now, maybe that's changed in its license plate.
I don't know anything about that.
You don't?
No. Are you saying that there's a section of 101 where you can use the...
4 or 5 down south. There's a bunch of these fast track lanes.
Yeah, right now I have no transponders. I have my license plate only, but I really only use our bridges. So I'm not
using
it.
See how confusing all this is? You wonder why
just
I'm
set
finding
up an account,
myself.
You'll be fine.
Oh, it's in Marin? Never mind.
I will say, though, when we first moved here in 97, I used to buy those little tickets at the Safeway to go across the bridge, and it cost $2.67. It was a little, like a 33-cent discount.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was $2.67 to cross the bridge. And now I think it's like, I don't even know what it is, $8 and something. I get some kind of discount for having
fast track.
And
that's with the discount, yeah, because it's 9-something if you
so then
pay
it's
by
8
check.
Something.
Anyway, the highway patrol posted an image because this person said they had 3 people in the car. One of them was a t-shirt wrapped around his passenger seat with a bucket hat on the headrest, and the other was just not a passenger at all. So they posted and said, this person will be paying $238 for their mistake.
Oh, there you go.
Don't make it.
Weird, you have to be told not to wrap something to look like a human to pull that off.
Well, they do say there's all kinds of people are doing, like, putting, you know, mannequins and dressing them up and putting, you know, they got all, like, I guess it wouldn't be believable that there was a newspaper in someone's lap anymore, but that they would have, you know, they're looking down in their lap.
Yeah, fake babies and car seats.
Yeah.
Great lengths.
New research claims the average person spends $454 a year tipping more than they'd like to.
Oh.
And that must be those guilt screens where they turn it to you and go, and it's saying tip. And you're like, tip?
No tip.
I'm buying a poster at a concert.
Yep.
You know who wants a tip? Me. Tell me, don't buy a poster at a concert.
Yeah. If you had only gotten that tip 2 hours earlier when you got in that line.
Right. Poster? Who does that? By the way, if any of you out there are like, I wonder what happened to the poster. It's still rolled up and in my closet on a shelf.
Oh, you haven't hung that up over your bed yet?
I just haven't gotten to it.
I'm going to buy you some Kiss posters and I'll get you like a Metallica poster. And then you can put that and the Cure poster up and you have them all up in your little rock out room where you sleep. Just like you were a kid who had all your dreams came true and you had all the good
all
posters.
All your idols on your wall.
You know what?
Exactly.
The truth is, I don't normally
got Tony Hawk up there.
Oh, for God's sakes. I don't normally. All right, fine. Let's have a good laugh at me.
Okay. Deal.
We are.
I know that you are.
Write me a check for $50 and I'll let you off the hook.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The cop doesn't get notified. He simply saw a solo occupant. Yeah, but he would have to know the guy had claimed three in order to know, oh, because he's saying he's in the carpool.
I don't know, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Gotcha.
The numbers flash up, right? Behind you?
Don't ask me. Yeah. Are you looking at me? Oh, my God. We have just found out the numbers flash up behind
numbers
you.
Numbers flash up.
Listen to this.
All right, I'm ready.
Brush with fame. I was a limo driver, was headed across the Bay Bridge to pick up Chris Cornell for a gig in Napa.
Oh, my God.
I didn't realize I was in the HOV lane by myself, and it ended up being a $300 ticket. This was over 10 years ago. Totally worth it, though. I got to meet Chris Cornell. He might be one of the best screams in rock, and he's also pretty darn handsome. Was.
Yeah.
Pretty darn handsome. I was a big fan.
Did you know that when the... I didn't get to this story, but I mentioned that when the eclipse happens, whenever there's an eclipse, black hole sun just like shoots through the
roof. Hear that this time. I didn't know if that happens every time.
Went up like 1,300% or something.
Okay, here's the... You know, you guys get ready. You're going to love this.
Okay.
408 says, oh, Vinny, checks? Mm-hmm. 408 says... Who writes checks anymore?
Vinny.
Hey, Vinny, just get Fast Track. It works on a lot of bridges and toll lanes. Thank you.
Yeah, just get an account. That's all. You know what, though? He won't want to do that because you actually do have to give them a credit card.
Oh, he won't enter anything online?
He doesn't want
to
enter anything.
I'm trying to have a smaller footprint, you know? Every time someone gets hacked,
that's where
I find
he draws
myself
the line.
In the middle of the hack.
That's true.
That is true.
I know. I'm saying.
Okay, good.
It's rough out there. It's hard out there for a pimp.
All right. Now I'm a pimp.
Out here for
okay, let's just play our game. That's fine.
Well, okay.
You know what? Right. I mean,
sure. Let's do it. Let me get my score pad out. Am I doing the game or are you doing the game?
No crazy adventures in Hawaii with V-Hale. Nothing. We get nothing.
Any bikini
pics?
No
nude tanning or anything like that.
No. God, you think I wear a bikini?
I got a slight sunburn. Does that count as an adventure?
I didn't. I didn't even get burned. I did great.
Oh, for crap's sakes. Did you lose the rental car key?
Did you snorkel?
No, hell no.
Did you see a turtle?
No, I saw a whale, though. That was really freaking cool.
Oh, a whale.
From the shore. Cool. Yeah, we're like, what is everyone looking at? And you can see him from where we were at. And the huge tail. I just caught it. Everyone I was with missed it, but it was pretty awesome.
It is neat.
Yeah, it is really neat.
But if you're in the water with it when they're swimming by, they're still going and
monstrous.
Going and going
no,
and going.
No, that's one of my worst nightmares.
Really? I would think a shark would be worse than a whale.
Yeah, whales they don't want to do anything.
The ocean is not our world. We shouldn't be in it.
Like, oh my God, what is wrong with you?
No. Everyone's like, oh, I got stung. I got attacked. Like, yeah, well, you're in their way, you know?
I worry for you, dude. Don't look at me like
don't
that.
Don't give her a point.
One point.
No, it's frightening. Yeah, the surfers.
Just give her a point.
Sorry, gave her a point. She got a point for that.
She's for what? Wrong. For not liking whales?
On the board.
No. For saying that's not our world.
We shouldn't be in the water.
Oh, for not being. Oh, yeah, that's what V does on a date.
We go into this game, and V Hale's already up a point.
I know. She goes, well, she's got a point.
All right.
She's
well,
got a point.
It's a point against you, Sarah, because I'm playing the game here. So
yeah, I'm not.
Time to play a game.
All
right.
Face.
And this game is called Finish That Lyric.
Oh, finish the lyric.
Oh.
All right. You guys love this one.
So let's have V-Hale go first. She's already got a point.
So I can't join in. Okay.
All right. Well, you get to steal. So it'll go V-Hale, Vinny, Sarah in that order. So everybody can steal after that.
Sarah, V-Hale, Vinny, Sarah. That's the order. Okay.
You guys remember that.
All right. Ready? And here's the first one.
You got Ben. Blue jeans, red lip style that I like.
Oh, close. Who's up next? That's going to be Vinny, right?
Okay, can you give me the lyric again?
Yeah, you sure can have the lyric again. Here we go.
You got Ben.
James Dean.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Blue jeans.
That's actually...
James Dean, blue jeans.
No.
What? No, are you the game host?
No, but I want to steal.
Was I right?
No.
Not quite.
Oh, fudge.
Not quite.
All right, fine. Sarah goes now.
Well, he was closer than V was. Yeah. So, Sarah, you can steal.
You got the James Dean daydream. Look in your eyes and I got that red lip.
Oh, Sarah, she's...
Pull up your other sleeve. Pull it up.
I know that song. Come on. We never go out of style. All right, Vinny's up next. Vinny's first on this one.
Good job, okay. Sarah. Wow, that's a good pull.
Oh, man.
All right.
More like that, please.
All right, Vinny, you're
up
first.
It's 1-1. Me and V. Helly have a point.
That's right. All right, here's our Riri.
Oh, I believe she goes a for a long time. No?
No.
No.
Oh, it's my turn to steal.
Okay.
Under my umbrella.
Ella.
Ella. Ella. A.
Ella. Ella.
You were trying to give me one and I still didn't get it.
Ella. Ella. Okay.
And then it stops there. Yeah, under my umbrella.
Okay, so I'm first on this one.
All right, so Sarah has two.
You even gave him und.
I know I did.
You don't need to. You please.
All right, here it is.
Poor Vinny, it's not his day. You tell me that you need
me, then you go. Going what?
Fool around. Hey, it's too late to apologize. Around? I don't know.
V-Hale has a chance to steal.
Yeah, V-Hale can steal.
I'll give it to you
then
again.
Then you go and break me down?
Oh, that's close, but no cigar.
Ah! Oh, come on, Vinny.
Okay, let me hear the... Can I hear it again?
Yeah, you sure can.
Tell me that you need me, then you go. Leave me.
I'd say V-Hale is the closest one. Oh,
all right, let's give it to V-Hale. Cut me down.
What I say, break me down?
Yeah, I'm giving her a point. It's 2-2.
Oh, damn it.
None for Vinny.
All
right,
ever.
And I think V Hill's first on the. No, V Hill just went first on that one, right?
No. Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I'm up.
Okay, Vinny's up.
There we right, go. Here we go. Ready?
Who's playing?
Down?
I might have gone first on the last.
I'm falling down.
No.
Oh.
Play it again.
All right. Hold on one second.
I think I screwed up. I think V Hill was supposed to get that one.
All right.
V Hill.
Then what? Not down. We know that. Anybody one more time?
I know it.
Go ahead, V.
Steals first.
No, I'm not stealing. You go ahead.
So I'm taking my time on this ride. So I'm taking my time on my ride. Yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa. I'm
all right. It's 3-2. Is that the end?
You guys will tie it up. That's the end. All right. Good job, V. Yeah. She wins.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. V Hill, it's always so great to see you. You have got Outside Lands passes coming up at 11:05, so that's a big deal. Janie has those again at 4 and 5:05 today. We're all about that. And then, of course, the Tay All Day stuff. Just get that Odyssey app and be listening. Bank an hour and you get a daily entry into this huge trip to see her in London. Wow, with three friends. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.